STS is go.
Houston flight is go.
Pilot com.
STM is go.
Safety comms is go.
FDE is go.
LRD is go.
SRO is go.
CDI is go.
Launch director NTD, our launch team is ready to proceed at this time.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Right-side patriots has a message for liberals and the mainstream media.
You can't handle the truth.
So, buckle up, snowflakes, because we're about to deliver the politically direct best in conservative commentary, news, and investigative reports. We're telling the truth, and we're not gonna stop. Okay, liberals, back under the bridge with the rest of your fellow trolls, and oh yeah, thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots.
They are special, special people
on RSPRadio1.com. Welcome to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot and Diane Sorey at the Patriot Factor Friday night edition of the show. Welcome to it. Glad to have you folks on board tonight. Hello, Diane.
Hello, Craig, and how are you doing?
You know, it's been a rough day.
Okay.
I'm having a little bit of a lung issue today. This is leftover from my COVID a month ago. And it's little pleurisy, I guess, and it's kind of started flaring up about midnight last night, and it's been irritating me all day.
Ah, okay.
Not fun.
No, I can imagine it wouldn't be fun.
I mean, other than that, I feel great.
Oh, okay. Well, you're basically over the COVID, except for some. Leftover picadillos.
Yeah, and tomorrow I've got a lot of manual labor I got to do tomorrow, so I'm hoping this lets up.
Oh, it should.
Yeah, you know, I've got the back of my van is full of lumber, and I got to get it out of the van. I got to make some room in the garage and move it into the garage. So.
Oh, okay.
It's going to keep me busy tomorrow.
Okay, try a heating pad tonight. That might help.
You think?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, doesn't hurt.
Yes, it does. Oh, you mean the heating pad. Okay.
The heating pad won't hurt.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what you were talking about there.
Okay.
Yeah, I went in for my checkup yesterday afternoon, and one of the clinic administrators came in. And she had some paperwork with her, you know, and she says, I just need to get some information from you. And I said, okay. It was a very pleasant woman. I said, okay. She said, can you verify your birth date? And I said, yes.
And well, that she asked a direct question.
She asked me a yes, no question. She didn't know what to do at that point. She had no idea what to do.
Okay.
You know, and she kind of looked at me and I said, well, you asked me a yes or no question. You asked me if I could verify my birth date, and the answer is yes.
Right. She didn't ask you for the date. She just said, can you verify it?
Yeah. I said, I'm just answering the questions you ask me. Kind of threw her off, but I had some fun with her, you know.
Yeah, why not?
But other than that, you know, just dealing with these little, like you call them, picadillos.
Picadillos, yes.
Yeah, you know. But other than that, yes. I'm doing good. You know, it's Friday night. It's an hour show. We got some interesting topics, some oddball things that are kind of getting swept away. The mainstream media isn't going to cover this stuff, and so we looked at it and thought, well, you know, maybe we should.
Okay. Yes, we should.
You know, I'll tell you one thing that's all over the news right now. The mainstream media is jumping up and down. They're so happy. They're giddy. They're giggling about this. Joe Biden is promising a Supreme Court pick in the wake of Justice Breyer's retirement.
And we'll get more into that here in just a second. But he's promising a black woman will be nominated as a Supreme Court justice.
Yes, he is. But you want to know simple truth about that? Very, very simple. If Biden says, you know, he will only consider a black woman to replace the soon-to-retire Justice Breyer, that proves that when it's politically advantageous to the Democrats' liberal agenda, the only thing that matters is one's gender and race. He doesn't care about the qualification. And basically what this is overt, in-your-face racism and sexism. It's just kind of reversed. He's doing it, claiming it's for a good reason, but in the end, it's really just hypocritical.
Well, it's completely hypocritical, but can we do away with the term reverse racism? I think racism is racism.
Of course it is.
You know?
Of course it is.
And in this case, what he's doing is discriminating against anybody that's not black and not a woman.
Right. And what happened to, remember, Merrick Garland, the Democrats' darling, Obama's wanted person?
Right.
Well, Biden has now thrown him by the wayside. I mean, he's been salivating in the wings waiting for Breyer to retire.
Yeah, it's not going to happen for Merrick Garland.
No, it's you not. Know?
Well, I mean, unless he identifies as a black woman, then maybe he could get it.
Well, he'd have to, you know, go trans on us. But
would he? I mean, really,
the
would
whole
he?
Thing
I mean,
is the one who's pushing this nonsense is the squad.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're holding him to a comment he made during the campaign. Not that Joe remembers anything he said during the campaign.
Yeah, true.
But they're pushing him to a promise made. There aren't that many black women in high enough judicial positions to even warrant a Supreme Court nomination.
Well, and from what I understand, one of the women that's on the short list isn't even a judge. She's a political activist.
I don't think that's allowed on the Supreme Court.
Oh, you can nominate anybody you want. You can nominate anybody you want. They don't have to
be
a judge.
I thought in the 1940s or 1950s, there was a prerequisite to how long you actually had to serve as a judge.
No.
I could be wrong. I could be confusing it with something else.
No, because one of the other ones that he's considering has only been a federal court judge for 7 months.
Well, then that's ridiculous. What the Republicans have to do is throw a wrench in this and somehow get it delayed as long as they can until after November 8th.
Well, and, you know, part of what makes this so weird is that this announcement came out the other day. It was leaked from the White House. Justice Breyer, was going to make the announcement himself in his own time.
Exactly.
Okay, he was planning to retire at the end of this judicial session, which would be June or July, right?
It's July, yeah.
And he wanted to make the announcement of his own accord. The White House found out about it. They leaked it over to NBC, and NBC ran with it.
That was wrong, not on Breyer's part, but on Biden's part, hit the White House's part. That should never, ever have been leaked.
It's horrible.
It is absolutely horrible. It makes Breyer look bad as he's retiring. It actually makes him look bad because it looks like a political setup, which we know it was, but it actually looks like a political setup, and it destroys his legacy and also makes Biden look like a fool.
Well, and Breyer has said there's nothing wrong with retiring as a Supreme Court justice for political reasons. So, you know, he doesn't really care about that. But the fact of the matter is, he should have been the one that made the announcement. The White House right. should have allowed Justice Breyer to step forward and say, I'm going to call it quits at the end of the session.
Well, more interesting than anything is I'd like to know what his political reasons are for retiring. Is he breaking with the Democrat trend? Does he see the writing on the wall for 2022? I'd like to know his reasons why.
Well, I think he does. I think he can read that writing on the wall. He knows that if the Republicans control the Senate, a liberal, advocate, not a judge, but somebody who will legislate from the bench and be a political activist, will not get confirmed. So he wants to pull the plug now, before, so they get the vote in before the midterm election, just for that very reason. Now, of course, and a lot of people don't understand, I think, really the timing on this, but the next Supreme Court session begins in October.
Right.
So he wants to do this so that whoever gets nominated and confirmed will then be able to take that seat on the bench for the next session beginning this coming October.
That's why the Republicans need to stall it. There's many ways to stall things, as we all know. And they've got to pull out whatever means they can to stall this nomination, because with the House having the majority at that time, still having the majority, and with the Senate, with Kamala Harris possibly being able to push through anything, if Manchin and Sinema don't be as good as they have been, we can have a liberal justice like we've never seen before, because they're not talking about a liberal in the sense that Breyer was. They're talking a woke, progressive Obama puppet.
A nutcase.
Yeah, strictly a nutcase. You've got it.
There is a way to stall it, okay? It's convoluted, and I don't think it'll happen. But in a 50-50 Senate, the Senate rule is on a Supreme Court nominee that the vice president cannot cast a tie-breaking vote. Okay, and most people don't realize that, but that is a Senate rule. Okay, now the reason it won't work is because you'll have some idiot like Mitt Romney or Susan Collins or mm-hmm. Liz Cheney, mm-hmm. Well, she's with the House.
She's not the Senate.
But you'll have some abject rhino idiot vote to confirm. There's no way Mitch McConnell might be the guy that does it. There's no way that Mitch McConnell is going to be able to get every single Republican member of the Senate in lockstep to say no. It's not going to happen. So it will not be a party line vote. There'll be some moron, like a Mitt Romney or a Mitch McConnell or somebody like that, who will pop up and say, yeah, I'll vote to confirm whoever this is.
I would, with everything that's happened over this past year, with our country being destroyed, literally destroyed by Biden and crew, or should we say Obama and crew, I'm not even sure that Mitt Romney would turn on the Republicans.
Well, he has in the past.
He has in the past, but the situation has never been as it is now. It has never been as bad as it is now, coming from all areas. Every part of what makes America, America, is under attack by the left. I'm not totally convinced that Mitt Romney would go that far to get even with Trump.
What about Mitch McConnell?
So everything Romney's been doing is to get even with Trump. But I'm not sure Romney would cross that line in regards to this, because he knows that the Supreme Court nominees could end up sitting there for 20, 30, 40 years.
What about Mitch McConnell?
I don't think Mitch McConnell would do it.
I don't think
Mitch McConnell would do it.
I think either one of those two morons might.
I think you have more Susan Collins or Murkowski than you have Romney or McConnell.
Yeah, I mean, those are the four usual suspects.
Right.
You know, and all it's going to take is one. All it's going to take is one.
True.
You know.
But let's just say I'm hopeful that with how bad things are now, that even they wouldn't do it. I could be way wrong, you know, and all four can do it. But I'm really hopeful that they wouldn't do it, that they could overcome their hatred for Trump and do the right thing. Especially if they see the handwriting on the wall as far as the November 8th vote. Because remember, Romney and other ones do come up for Senate re-election in 2024.
Well, I know, and I think Romney knows his goose is cooked already, so why wouldn't he?
I'm not sure he's convinced that his goose is cooked already. Nope, he might think I can salvage my goose a little bit, so to speak. I'm not convinced about Romney.
I'm really not. People that listen to this show know that I tend to be more cynical, mm-hmm. you know, about these things than you do. But I'll tell you, I don't trust them. I just don't trust them. That's all I'm saying. I don't trust them.
I don't trust him either. I understand completely where you're coming from. But the Romney that I supported back in 2008, the man that I knew then, I'm hoping would resurface.
Yeah.
And do the right thing for the country.
All I'm saying is that it takes one, and there's four usual suspects, and I trust all four of them collectively as far as I can throw a piano.
Yeah, I know.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. That's very true.
You know, something else we need to talk about here before we get to the bottom of this segment of the show is what's taking place at the border. Well, not necessarily at the border, but at the nation's airports.
Yeah, what's taking place is basically, folks, as you all know, Biden is doing in the middle of the night secret flights of illegal aliens who are comprised mostly of young men, no women and children, young men, and some of them are drug dealers and assorted other nasties, and he's shipping them in into red states, including my state of Florida, where DeSantis has said he's rounding them up and sending them to Delaware.
Which I think is great.
I love it. I'm all for it.
That is the funniest damn thing in the world. He's going to send them to Biden's state.
Yeah.
You know?
Send them to Biden's house.
That's what I do.
To his beach house. They can all gather on the beach and sing Kumbaya and roast marshmallows together.
You know, I'd send them to Biden's house. I would send them to Martha's Vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of those hoity-toity, left-wing liberal Marxist enclaves, that's where I'd send them. Hey, you sure want them here so bad, you deal with them.
Yeah. You pay for them, you feed them, you clothe them, you house them. They're all yours.
Well, it was earlier this week, a brand new video showing these illegals being flown about and offloading at airports in the middle of the night came out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this was something we knew about. You know, we all knew about this months and months and months ago. Okay, but then everything went quiet on it. Now, all of a sudden, we've got new video, brand new video. It's still going on.
Yeah, it has not abated at all. Not at all. And it's just going to get worse, folks, because, you know, Biden doesn't care. This is a vote-garnering operation. That's all this is.
That's all it is.
It's a vote-garnering operation. And he doesn't care what he has to do. He doesn't care. And Obama is, you know, pulling the strings and pushing for it, as are some of the other, you know, Democrat ilk. And it's just going to get worse and worse and worse.
Now, you've seen the video, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, let me ask you a plainly obvious question here. When you watched the video, how many of those criminals getting off the airplanes were wearing masks?
None. But some were wearing ankle bracelets.
Well, that's a good sign, isn't it?
Isn't that a real good sign? But none, you know what, we shouldn't say absolutely none, because if I'm remembering the video correctly, there were a handful wearing masks, but maybe those were the ones that they knew were infected.
I don't think they're testing any of them. I really don't.
Well, some people show obvious signs of illness. You know, some show obvious signs of COVID. I mean, I'm just guessing, because the whole thing, Craig, it's actually obscene what they're doing.
Oh, I think it goes deep. I think it goes deeper than being obscene.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it. First of all, it's against the law. It's illegal. What they're doing is illegal.
Illegals are against the law.
Well, I understand that. I mean, that's why I asked you how many of those criminals getting off the plane were wearing masks, because mm-hmm. you come into this country illegally, that makes you a criminal.
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, it's just plain and simple. I'm guessing those middle of the night flights are no masks required. It's optional.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we also learned about a week ago, and This is just absurd, okay? Illegal aliens can now use arrest warrants as ID at the airport.
Yeah, is that amazing?
What the hell is that?
There's no words for that, Craig. There literally is no words for that. An arrest warrant, which shows you're a criminal, committing another criminal action by coming here illegally, that's your proof?
That's your valid ID? Yeah. Yeah, but oh my God, don't ask for the warrant in the voting booth.
Right.
You know, because, oh my, we can't have any IDs in the voting booth. But yeah, right. if you want to get on an airplane in this country and you don't have a valid ID, but you do have an arrest warrant and you're an illegal alien, welcome aboard.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Craig, it's beyond anything we have seen in God knows how long. It really is that bad in this country right now.
Some of those idiots getting off the plane with ankle monitors, I guarantee you that's what they use to get on the plane.
Right. In fact, you know, when reporters have been down at the border, and they've been there all along. Now, the guard, not the ones who, you know, are doing the right thing, not those border guards, but the ones that, you know, look away to what's going on, they're actually obstructing
right.
the journalists who've tried to reveal the truth about what's going on.
Now, can I put forth my idea for putting a stop to this middle of the night plane nonsense?
Sure.
And I think this would work. Okay. It's going to sound a little funny at first, but think about it, folks, because I guarantee you this would work. Let's use Diane's state of Florida as our example here.
Okay.
Ron DeSantis is definitely against this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I would guess law enforcement in the state of Florida is also against this.
Oh, absolutely. No okay. question.
And I would, you know, here's what I would do. If I was Ron DeSantis, I would get my state Senate and House to pass a law that says any pilot that smuggles illegal aliens into the state of Florida gets arrested.
I would go for that.
See, here's how this works. When pilots know when they land in a red state, they're going to get arrested for bringing yeah. illegal aliens into the state, which is breaking the law. That's human trafficking. Okay, if yeah. they know they're going to get arrested for human trafficking in a red state, they'll quit doing it. The pilots will refuse to fly.
Well, the Democrats can always find their own pilots.
Doesn't matter.
Pay them enough money and they'll do whatever you want.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I don't care if it's a liberal pilot or a conservative pilot.
Oh, because DeSantis would have his people at all our airports.
He would have people at the airports. They would be monitoring those planes as they come in. And when they yeah. see a plane full of illegal aliens coming in, whoever the pilot is of that plane immediately gets arrested for human trafficking.
It's not a bad idea. I'm not going to say it's a bad idea. It might be worth something seriously considering.
I'm telling you, it would put a stop to it.
DeSantis would be the one to do it because he's one of the few governors that actually have a set.
Yes. Yes,
you know, well, one of the few.
You know, I mean, but if he does that, other states will follow suit.
I would hope so.
I think so. I really do. I think it's a way to put an end to this nuttiness. It's illegal. They're trafficking human beings is what they're doing, and they're doing it in the dead of night. You know, they're trying their damnedest to hide what they're doing so they know it's illegal.
Oh, of course they do. Absolutely they know it's illegal. So it's really, it's not a bad idea, Craig.
I don't know, folks. Give us some thoughts. Yeah, think about it, folks. I mean, it sounds a little crazy at first. But when you think about it, you know, and the federal government, they're not going to do it because that's under Biden and that's, you know, Merrick Garland's DOJ, right? They're not going to do it.
Right.
But states damn sure can.
Sure they can. Sure they can. I don't see why not.
Yeah, give
something to consider.
Give us some thought. And the next time you have Ron DeSantis over for dinner, feel free to tell him.
Well, I could tell it to some higher ups in the Republican pecking order down here because it's really not a bad idea.
Well, or you know, the next time you and Donald Trump go to the mall, you can mention it to him.
Okay.
You know, I mean, look, I mean, I know
well,
Trump's...
Well, don't you mean me and Melania go to the mall? I'm joking, folks.
You think Donald doesn't go to the mall looking for bargains?
No.
I don't think
he's a bargain shopper.
You don't think he'd... Well, the next time you see Donald Trump building a mall...
That's a little different. Building a mall, yeah.
Yeah, stop it. Stop and tell him. You know, that's all I'm saying. Folks, we made it to the bottom of the hour here, so we got to take a break, get a couple of station IDs in. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about Denmark and Snow White.
Yes.
All right. So, folks, you stay with us. There's more to come on Right Side Patriots after this.
You're listening to Right Side Patriots Radio, the best in conservative commentary, news, and talk, where we do away with the politically correct nonsense and give you the politically direct truth. This is the home of Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern with Craig Andreessen and Diane Sorey. We're working to make this country great again from the right and leaving puddles of melted snowflakes on the left. Thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots, your best bet on the internet.
You're listening to RSPRadio1.com.
Hi guys, Diane Sorey from The Patriot Factor on thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com, where I found a home base 7 years ago after becoming one of Facebook's longtime Facebook felons, or so I've been told by the Facebook gods. On my blog, you will find not only my articles, but our Right Side Patriots investigative reports, as well as stories and links to and from well-known writers and bloggers, plus what I call almost daily memes, my snarky take on news of the day. And for more great takes on the issues of the day, check out The National Patriot at thenationalpatriot.com, where you can read Craig's insight into all the current news happenings. And join us both on Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. EST at rspradio1.com.
Welcome back to Right Side Patriots on rspradio1.com. Craig Andreessen and Diane Sorey. I from the National Patriot, she from the Patriot Factor, getting you through a Friday night edition of the show, and if you miss any part of it, tomorrow morning you can go to rspradio1.com and become one of our favorite pod people.
Yes, and thank you, pod people, because our numbers are increasing by the day.
Nice thing about being a pod person with Right Side Patriots, it doesn't cost you anything. You don't have to sign up for anything. Nobody gets your personal information. There's none of that crap going on. You just push the podcast button, pick the show you want to listen to, and you're on your way.
Right. Nothing is even asked of anybody. We made sure of that because we respect our listeners' privacy.
Yes, we do. And if you doubt that, send us your name, your address, your phone number, your social security card, your bank card number, and we'll send you a little thank you.
Yes, right.
All right. So Denmark, the Great Danes, as I like to refer to them, they've been dealing, like everybody, they've been dealing with this COVID nonsense for 2 years. Okay. And they have suddenly made a very interesting decision when it comes to mandates, masks, and all the other stuff.
Right. Basically, all safety measures will be lifted early next week. And the Prime Minister, Frederiksen, has said that Denmark is going to reclassify COVID-19 as a, it will be actually, it will no longer be classified as a socially critical disease. In other words, life in Denmark is going to return to normal. No vax, no jabs, no boosters, no masks. You can come and go as you want, eat where you want, see shows. In other words, regain your normal life.
Basically, in Denmark, COVID is going to become what I've been calling it for 2 years, the uncommon cold.
Right. And that's all it is now. Absolutely.
You know, they've had it. They've had enough. Right. You know, and it basically Great Britain is doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, Great Britain, is, you know, they're doing away with their mandates, their mask mandates, their, you know, lockdown mandates and all that, that goofy crap. But Denmark is going a bit further. You know, right now, Denmark is going to become the place to be.
Yeah. And here it is, Denmark and Britain. They're facing reality. And no, this is now endemic. It's not pandemic. This is, you know, will probably be a seasonal thing. But here in this country, people are panicking more. I call it a fear-demic. Right. People are panicking more. Fauci is, you know, spouting out more BS, more medical lies, medical untruths. They've got to keep this going. That's the whole thing. Look, Omicron was starting to wane in this country. So Omicron now gave birth to baby Omicron. You know, that's the new one, right, Omicron right. Part two. And it's just, it's getting ridiculous, folks. Absolutely ridiculous. Even though everyone that's caught the Omicron 2 is saying it's like a bad cold. It's nothing like the original COVID by any means. And Craig, both that you and I know people that have caught COVID twice who were vaxxed and were boosted.
Right. And I also know people on their second round of COVID, not vaxxed. You know, mm-hmm. and they're getting over it just fine. So,
right.
In fact, a friend of ours today, she and her husband had it, I want to say about 7 or 8 months ago.
Okay.
They're on their second round now. And for about 3 or 4 days, she couldn't taste anything. Today, she posted up on Facebook, I can taste my coffee.
Oh, good you know, for so, her.
Yeah. You know, but the Danes, they got it right. They're doing right. The right thing here, you know. And basically what they did, I think, is they asked themselves one very simple basic question.
Mm-hmm.
To mask or not to mask? That is the question.
Right.
They decided not to mask. My apologies to Shakespeare, but folks, if you didn't know, Hamlet was Danish.
I think people knew that.
Well, I think some people know that.
True, you know, maybe not all. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, people when they think of Shakespeare, they think everybody's British, but not Hamlet. Not Hamlet.
And
Yorick.
Romeo and Juliet weren't British either.
No. And Yorick, he was dead, but he wasn't British.
True.
So, you know, it is what it is. But no, Denmark's getting it right. Good for them. And I'll tell you something. As far as countries in that region, as far as countries throughout Europe, they're going to be a destination place now because people know they can go there, have a good time, and they don't have to worry about this crap.
Right. Exactly. So it's a good thing what they're doing. If only we would do it here. The sooner we do something like this, the sooner we can return to normal.
Well, in certain states, your state, the free state of Florida, South
right.
Dakota.
Right.
You know,
we've been that
states.
Way since for months now. You know,
yeah.
It's DeSantis said, nope.
Yep, certain states have gotten back to normal, you know, and what they do basically is what all states should do. You know, Kristi Noem said it very clearly well over a year ago, maybe it was a year and a half ago now. She said, I don't like the idea of mandates. We're not going to do these mandates. And we believe the people of South Dakota are responsible enough to take their own precautions and do what they feel is best for them.
Exactly. And you know what? That's how we feel here in Florida.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're doing
great.
And there's no reason you shouldn't.
We're doing great here. To put it bluntly, we're doing great. We don't need these stupid mandates. We don't need any of it.
Do the alligators down in Florida look at people in masks and go, what the hell?
I look at people with masks and go, what the hell?
You know, I mean, we see very few masks around here in this part of the country. Every once in a while, you'll see somebody that's afraid of their own shadow and they have to wear a mask. Right. Now, you know, earlier in the show, I mentioned that I had to go for a checkup yesterday because I had COVID a month and a half ago. And I had to go for a checkup. Well, you can't get in there unless you're wearing a mask. And they don't really care what kind of mask you wear. So we had those goofy little blue paper masks.
Oh, yeah, that offer no protection. Yeah, those.
Right. So we walk in. My wife is with me. Susan's with me. We walk in, and Susan looks at me, and she says, my glasses are steaming up. And I said, proof that your mask doesn't work. You know? And then when I'm sitting there waiting for things to happen, I have my phone, and I'm looking down at my phone. I'm kind of holding it down by my lap. I look down. I can see right down the inside of my mask. Well, you know, where it pulls away because it's over your nose.
Sure.
I can look right down there. Okay, so if there's enough of a gap there that I can look down the inside of my mask, those masks aren't working.
They don't work. Anyway, if you remember, Craig, a year and a half ago, I ran a test.
Yeah, the water test. Yeah.
Yeah, I took three masks. I took a cloth mask, I took a paper mask, and then I took an N95 mask. And I ran them underwater, folks. Went right through the cloth masks, went through the paper masks, a little bit less time because they are coated with plastic, but it went through. It doesn't go through the N95, which are hard to get. They're more expensive and whatever. What people forget is a half a billion of these coronaviruses fit on half a head of pin. Or, I'm sorry, 100 million coronaviruses fit on half a head of pin. Fabric is not that woven tight, neither is paper. So they're going through no matter what.
I mean, think about that, folks. Just think about that figure, right? Mm-hmm. 100 million.
100 million.
Of those little virus germs will fit on half of the head of a pin, which makes me wonder how many will fit on Joe Biden because he's a pinhead.
Ah, yeah, it does kind of make you wonder, doesn't it?
I mean, think about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, a standing ovation, really, for Denmark. And I hope other countries in Europe and around the globe take that to heart because enough is enough.
Yeah, we're tired of it. The country is tired of it. But, you know, they got to keep the panic going, Craig.
It's
advantageous to their agenda to keep the panic going. And that's what it's all about.
I wonder how advantageous it is at this point. Because I'll tell you something, even in this country, I think there's a lot of voters that vote Democrat that have had enough of it, too.
Yeah, I think that's starting to happen. But yet, you know, we've gone into, let's give an example, the supermarket, and someone has said to me, where's your mask? Don't you care about anybody else? And I just looked at the woman and I said, shut the hell up. You sound like a moron.
That's good. That's good. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, we got about 15 minutes or so left in the show tonight. We got one more topic that really, really needs the light of day shined upon it. It's Snow White.
White. And you know what? Let's throw a little candy in with that, too, when we get to it.
Yeah, go ahead and tell them what the deal is with Snow White.
Snow White has gone woke, and so have our beloved M&Ms.
That's not all. So is Minnie Mouse.
That's true.
Minnie Mouse
now in a pantsuit. Yay!
Yes, and you know, more sensible shoes on the M&Ms cartoon characters.
Well, no, it's not that they're more sensible shoes. They're woke shoes, you know, by certain woke companies.
Well, I'm just saying, You know, I mean, they're all in trouble now. All these, I mean, look, I thought when we did away with Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben, you know, and Mrs. Buttersworth and I thought everything in the world was going to calm down and there'd be peace on the planet.
Nope.
now we got to mind our P's and Q's about our M&Ms.
Yes.
You know, Snow White. I'll be honest with you. I've always wondered a little bit about Snow White.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Well, think of it. She wasn't married, and she's shacking up with seven guys.
Oh, that's very true.
I'm not sure she was the epitome of virtue.
Oh, maybe she wasn't. Or maybe she just had a thing for dwarves.
Well, yeah, so she was getting her weird on.
Could be.
I mean, I don't know, but, here's part of the woke problem. See, she wouldn't wake up until the prince kissed her.
True.
You can't have that. Oh, my God. You know, it took a man to bring her out of her trance.
Oh, well, that doesn't jive with wokeness.
No, not at all. See, and that's part of the problem. Minnie Mouse has always worn that skirt. It's right. Synonymous with Minnie Mouse, right?
Yes.
Not anymore. Blue pantsuit.
Yeah, you know where that came from? Hillary and Kamala.
Yep.
I mean, please, that's all we need is more pantsuits here, right?
Well, and the M&M's characters, one of the female M&M's, I think it was a green one, used to wear go-go boots, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not anymore. Oh, no, not anymore. You see, the go-go boots were too sexy. So here's my question.
Oh, on an M&M. Okay.
Yeah, here's my question. Who in the hell out there is getting turned on by M&M cartoon candy characters and Minnie Mouse?
Craig, there's a lot of pervs out there.
Yeah, but I mean, really? M&M cartoon characters are M&Ms.
I know. You eat them. I know. This whole woke culture in general is sick. The whole everything about it is sick.
Well, and look what they tried to do to Joe Rogan, the podcaster this week. Okay. Yeah. Joe Rogan, very popular podcaster. He's on Spotify. And, he's anti-vax. You know, he's like, you know, if you want to get vaxxed, but he chose not to. You know, he's taken ivermectin. He's, you know, he got the COVID, but he recovered from it very quickly. You know, he hates the mandates. He hates the masks. And he's very vocal about it. So Neil Young, a has-been rocker, right, told Spotify earlier this week, look, you can either have Rogan or you can have me. Well, Spotify chose Rogan.
Right.
And they pulled all of Neil Young's music off.
Okay? Right.
Now, Barry Manilow and Peter Frampton are threatening Spotify.
Oh, dear. You notice it's all these has-beens that are threatening.
Well, here's my question. How many devoted Neil Young fans, how many devoted Peter Frampton fans, and how many devoted Barry Manilow fans are actually on Spotify?
Well, they do have a new generation of listeners, these people, but I think, you know, there was an old saying, even negative publicity is better than no publicity at all. And I think that's what they're aiming for. They're getting their names back out there. Even though nothing comes of it, they're still being talked about. And that's, you know, stokes their egos.
Yeah, but Barry Manilow's last concert tour was sponsored by Geritol. I mean, how many people that are really, really Barry Manilow fans are, you know, pulling up his music on Spotify?
They're not.
They're not. So what kind of a threat is that, really?
It's for publicity. They get their names out there. I'm serious.
Well, they get their names out there. Yes, you're right. However, they are pro-censorship is what they are.
Correct.
You know?
They're all liberals. You have to understand, these are in the entertainment industry. These are liberals.
No doubt about it. But they're coming out.
It's not surprising.
No, but they're coming out as pro-censorship, and, you know, I can't see where that's going to garner them a huge audience. I mean, I just can't. I don't know. You look at today's generation that's into Spotify and into music, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are they really going to go now because Barry Manilow threatened Spotify because of Joe Rogan? Are they really going to go over there and start listening to Copacabana?
I don't think so.
You know, most people don't even know Neil Young was still alive.
I didn't.
So,
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young or something like that?
Yeah, he was the Young of Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. He also had a solo career.
Okay.
It used to just be Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and then Young joined up with them. You know, and did some stuff. So then it was Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. But Neil Young had his own solo career, you know, but it ended about the time the harpsichord ended being a popular musical instrument. So, I just don't know how many dedicated Spotify users are going to be going over there and going, I got to get me some Barry Manilow.
That's true. But, Craig, their egos, these entertainers, their egos are so big. People are talking about them, and they're, you know, happy as clams.
Barry Manilow quit being a major celebrity about the time the Mike Douglas show got canceled. You know, and Peter Frampton had a solo career. He did. His big claim to fame was that he was in the movie Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Never saw the movie, never was a fan of the Beatles.
You know, that is my favorite Beatles album. It's the only one I really enjoyed. But he played the main character in Sgt. Pepper, and that goes back to the 70s.
Okay,
and he was young. He was probably in his 20s. At the time, but that was his big claim to fame, and he had a few hits on his own, but after that he just kind of dropped off the planet. So I mean, you know, it's not like Dr. Dre or Snoop or Lady Gaga, or, you know, it's not like those people are you know, threatening Spotify over this.
Right.
Like you said, these are has-beens.
These are all has-beens, sure. And that's why I'm saying it's for their 15 minutes of fame. And the whole thing with Snow White, in a way, is also because movie viewership for those kind of, you know, movies that are really kids' movies, it's way down. So let's have a little controversy. Let's bring in the younger generation, the woke generation. We'll make lots of money. The basic story stays intact. But so what if we change the coloring of everything, or we change their clothes? Or, you know, the thinking nowadays is not normal like it should be.
You know, if they remake Snow White, okay, and they draw up a black Snow White, or if they do a live action and they have a black Snow White, It's going to go over like a fart in church, not because of racism, but because everybody knows the original Snow White. Everybody does.
Exactly.
You know, it's going to be a fart in church, just like The Wiz was to The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, that bombed out, as it should. The Wizard of Oz is a classic, and I'm sorry, folks, you don't mess with classics.
Exactly. And Snow White is a classic.
Exactly.
You don't go screwing around with that. Now, The Wiz had great celebrities in it. Michael Jackson was in it. Diana Ross was in it. You know, Nipsey Russell was in it. It had major stars of the day. And still, it bombed because, like you said, The Wizard of Oz is a classic. And it's a classic for a lot of reasons, not only because of the actors, but because of the music.
Exactly.
Okay. You don't remake the music to a classic and expect to have a second classic on your hand. It doesn't work that way.
No, and it never does. The only one I think was able to pull it off was Beauty and the Beast.
Well, yeah. You know, but the Disney classic, Beauty and the Beast, came out in the 90s. I mean, if you go in and remake that now and try to make it woke, it's going to be ridiculous. And what are you going to do? You know, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. How many of the Seven Dwarves are going to be trans? How many of them are going to be gay? How many of them are just going to be queer curious?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do to these classics to try and attract a new audience? It's not going to work.
No, it's not. It's not. But they don't care. That's the problem. These woke idiots, and that's what they are. They're idiots. I cannot even comprehend this whole wokeism nonsense.
Well, and, you know, I know liberals are behind it.
Of course.
But who is it? I mean, who is it? Who's pushing this crap?
Who?
Yeah, I want
to name. The person that's behind 44. Come on, Craig. Come on, Craig. Look who he's married to. Who do you think is pushing it?
Yeah, but why don't we ever see the head of the woke union or the woke association? I mean, this is crazy. This is a bunch of idiots that are parroting other idiots. You know, it's a squawk box thing. It's ridiculous. You know, and plus what it tells me is whoever's behind it, okay, and we'll just call them the wokies, right? They don't have an original thought in their head. Okay, when you want to remake Snow White and make it woke, you don't have an original thought in your head. You can't come up with your own story.
True. Well, Craig, there's nothing we're going to do about it until we take back everything, negate all of this nonsense. I don't care if Trump or DeSantis have their feet on the Resolute desk. They can negate everything straight down the line.
Right.
We can, you know, rein in these teachers' unions and indoctrination centers. Until something like that happens, nothing's going to change. People talk, oh, yeah, we should do this, we should do that. But do you see anybody really doing anything
outside of
talking?
Yeah, outside of a few parents' groups. No.
Exactly.
You know, and I've said this before, I'll say it again, we're running out of time here, but it stops when people say, we've had enough.
Exactly.
That's where it stops.
Exactly. And it's not going to stop until that happens and until it goes beyond words. Actions have to be taken, whether it's political actions, whether it's parents groups, whether it's marches, everything, of course, has to be done peaceful. We're not saying violence, but actions have to be taken.
Well, but we really should congratulate Neil Young for canceling himself.
That's true. That's one less woke person we have to deal with.
Yeah. Well, look, we've run out of time, folks. We hope you had a good time on the show tonight listening to the nonsense that we're talking about. We hope we educated you a little bit along the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But with that, Diane, we got to wrap this up. We got a weekend staring at us.
Yay. But we will have a podcast up tomorrow, guys. I'll have it up tomorrow morning. And I hope you have as much fun with this one as we did.
Time to say goodnight, Diane.
Nighty night, guys.
Good night, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you Tuesday night on Right Side Patriots.